Now when Saul returned from pursuing the Philistines, it was reported to him saying, behold, David is in the wilderness of Engedi. Then Saul took 3,000 chosen men from all Israel and went to search for David and his men in front of the rocks of the mountain goats. And he came to the sheepfolds on the way where there was a cave. And Saul went in to relieve himself. Now David and his men were sitting in the inner recesses of the cave. Then David's men said to him, behold, this is the day of which the Lord said to you, behold, I am about to hand your enemy over to you, and you shall do to him as it seems good to you. Then David got up and cut off the edge of Saul's robe secretly. But it came about afterward that David's conscience bothered him because he had cut off the edge of Saul's robe. So he said to his men, far be it from me, because of the Lord, that I would do this thing to my Lord, the Lord's anointed, to reach out with my hand against him, since he is the Lord's anointed. And David rebuked his men with these words and did not allow them to rise up against Saul. And Saul got up, left the cave, and went on his way. David bowed with his face to the ground and prostrated himself. David said to Saul, why do you listen to the words of men who say, behold, David is seeking to harm you? Behold, this day your eyes have seen that the Lord had handed you over to me today in the cave. And someone said to kill you, but I spared you. And I said, I will not reach out with my hand against my Lord, because he is the Lord's anointed. So my father, look in deep. Look at the edge of your robe in my hand. For by the fact that I cut off the edge of your robe but did not kill you, know and understand that there is no evil or rebellion in my hands. And I have not sinned against you, though you are lying in wait for my life to take it. May the Lord judge between you and me, and may the Lord take vengeance on you for me. But my hand shall not be against you. As the proverb of the ancient says, out of the wicked comes wickedness, but my hand shall not be against you. After whom has the king of Israel gone out? Whom are you pursuing? A dead dog, a single flea? May the Lord therefore be judge and decide between you and me. And may he see and plead my cause and save. David is
finally be king, and that the kingdom of Israel will be established in your hand. So now swear to me by the Lord that you will not cut off my descendants after me, and that you will not eliminate my name from my father's household. And David swore an oath to Saul, and Saul went to his home, but David and his men went up to the stronghold.